From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. State regulators say a leak from a crude oil pipeline in Cook Inlet has been halted successfully. The state announced it is standing down its unified command on the incident after an overflight this morning didn't observe any additional oil sheens. Hillcorp, the dominant oil and gas producer in Cook Inlet, is responsible for the leak. Yesterday evening, the company deployed a pig through the leaking line. The state says the operation successfully removed all of the oil from the line, so there is no way for the leak to continue. The leak was first reported on Saturday after workers on one of the company's platforms in Upper Cook Inlet felt an impact. Hillcorp personnel did see oil sheens from both the platform and during an overflight on Saturday afternoon. The volume of oil released and the cause of the spill is still unknown, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Hillcorp estimates less than 3 gallons of oil was released based on the number and the size of the oil sheens that were observed. But the state will do the final calculation based on the amount of oil Hillcorp was able to push from the line into a holding tank. The line's maximum capacity is more than 19,000 gallons, and it was at full capacity when the impact occurred. The oil spill is not associated with a gas leak coming from a different line owned by Hillcorp in Cook Inlet. Ice conditions in the inlet are delaying full repairs on both lines. Alaska is projected to owe public workers more than $6 billion more in pensions than it has in assets, so state officials are looking for ways to save money. They planned to sell $2 to $3 billion in bonds last fall, but Governor Walker paused the effort after some Senate Finance Committee members expressed concern that the bonds would be too risky. Committee co-chair Anna McKinnon of Eagle River worked with Walker's office to craft a bill she sees as a compromise on how to handle bond sales when the legislature isn't in session.
From my perspective, the legislature responded and felt a bit flat-footed without a process that was established.
By law, Governor Walker has the ability to issue up to $5 billion in bonds to pay for public employee pensions, but the legislature controls whether the state spends money to pay off the bonds. McKinnon's bill would cut Walker's pension bond authority in half. It also gives the legislature more oversight authority.
In no way am I advocating that this is endorsement for issuing pension obligation bonds, but in working with the governor's office, this strikes a balance.
The bonds are essentially low-interest debt. The state would use that money to invest. If investment returns are higher than the bonds rate, the state would save money. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.